Jacob and Esau, Chapter 16, Genesis 25. Our summers can be very hot, especially at midday. But in the land of Canaan, it is much warmer than in our country. For that reason, the people prefer to work early in the morning and late afternoon or evening. The people rest in the middle of the day when it is the hottest. A big tent stands in the shadow of a few trees. It is on one of those hot middays that a young man is busy cooking some lentils in his tent. Lentils look a little like peas, but they have a red or reddish-brown color. Now this young man is cooking pottage of lentils with the intention of eating it with his bread later. Suddenly, the flap of the tent is lifted and his brother comes in. He had been hunting, and most likely he had been chasing after some animal. He had been doing this in the intense heat. He comes home hungry, perspiring, faint, and weary. Fatigued, he falls down upon a bench. He is not able to do anything, for he is completely exhausted. Who are these two boys? They are the children of Isaac and Rebekah. You have read in the chapter before this one that Eliezer brought Rebekah out of Mesopotamia and that Isaac married her. Isaac loved his wife a great deal. Many years have gone by. They lived happily together all these years. The Lord blessed Isaac the same as he had blessed his father, Abraham, for he also had many cows and sheep. Neither did Isaac and Rebekah have any children, as was the case with Abraham and Sarah. But do you know what Isaac often did? He prayed many times for children. Whenever they sat down to eat, then Isaac would pray aloud at the table. He would ask for a blessing upon the food, but he also would ask if they could have children. It seemed as though the Lord would not hear him because his prayers had remained unanswered so long. Already 20 years had passed, and because they hadn't been given any children, they feared it was too late to ever have them. However, Isaac need not be afraid of this, because didn't the Lord promise him that he would become a great nation? Yes, that is true. Yet Isaac was still fearful. At last, after they had been married 20 years, they received 2 children. Two boys. The oldest, or firstborn, they named Esau. The second boy they named Jacob. The Lord had answered all those prayers of Isaac. Isaac had not prayed in vain. They were very glad, and you can be sure that Isaac thanked the Lord. Old Abraham, who was still alive, also rejoiced. And when Jacob and Esau grew older, they sometimes would go with their old grandfather for a walk. Abraham would then tell his grandchildren, Jacob and Esau, all the nice stories of early days, but also that which the Lord had promised him. Esau would always talk during these stories, for he did not understand them very well, but Jacob would listen attentively. He would think, I wish that I could receive the blessing of God. I wish that the Lord Jesus would be my descendant. When both boys were 15 years old, their grandfather Abraham died. Abraham was then 175 years old. But Abraham was not afraid to die, because by faith he saw that the Lord Jesus would come one day to pay for his sins. Isaac and his half-brother Ishmael, the son of Hagar, buried Abraham. They brought his dead body to the cave of Machpelah, where Sarah had been buried. Thus Abraham and Sarah lay together in one grave. Surely Jacob and Esau missed their grandfather a great deal. But death does not ask any questions. There was a great difference between these two brothers. Esau, the firstborn, became a hunter. He was big and strong, robust and powerful. His hands and his neck were covered with hair. Esau was never afraid while he was out hunting. He was very reckless and seldom thought about death. It never came into his thoughts that he must die. Are you also reckless? Reckless boys and girls risk doing anything, and they also think that they can do anything. Are you that way too? Reckless boys and girls often say bad and rough words, and besides are proud of it too. Is that so with you also? Jacob, the younger brother of Esau, was altogether different. He was not so big and robust. Instead of being covered with hair, his hands and neck were smooth. Jacob did not care for hunting, but would sooner stay in the tent with his mother. Jacob was calm and quiet. Jacob was not reckless, but just the opposite from Esau. Jacob worshipped and feared the Lord, often asking the Lord to forgive him all his sins. Who among you are like Jacob? Isaac loved Esau more than Jacob, because Esau would sometimes bring him a goat, which he had shot with his bow and arrow. Esau would clean it, make it delicious by roasting it, and then give it to his father, who liked this venison very much. Rebekah loved Jacob better, because Esau was seldom home. He was always in the woods hunting. Jacob was nearly always in the tent with his mother, and often helped her. Rebekah soon noticed that Esau was very reckless, but that Jacob feared the Lord. Therefore Rebekah loved Jacob a great deal more than Esau. Yet that was not good of Isaac and Rebekah. Jacob and Esau were both their children, and they should have loved them both equally. Isaac should never have loved Esau more than Jacob, and Rebekah should never have loved Jacob more than Esau. It isn't that way in your home, is it, children? Your father and mother love all their children equally, don't they? Now then, on this warm midday, Esau came home from his hunting, exhausted, hungry, and thirsty. Immediately, as Esau saw this dish of lentil soup which Jacob had cooked, he had such a longing for it that he asked Jacob for it. "Feed me, I pray thee, with that red pottage," he said to Jacob. "Shame on you, Esau. That is no language. Why don't you ask decently if you can have that food? Why can't you feed yourself as a young man should do, instead of asking your brother to feed you as though you were an infant?" Esau's sport had tired him to such an extent that he was so faint that he had said, "Feed me." See how the evil practice of hunting for sport may bring us in such sad circumstances that we care for nothing but the satisfaction of bodily comforts, as Esau here, who cared more for this food than anything else. What did Jacob do? Surely he gave the soup to Esau, didn't he? No, Jacob did not give it. Suddenly a bad thought went through his mind. His mother had told him that the Lord had said he would receive the greatest blessing. But Esau was the firstborn, and therefore Esau was entitled to the greatest blessing. And now Jacob thought, "Wait, I shall try to buy the birthright, the greatest blessing, from Esau." He continued with his work and did not look at Esau, but he answered casually, "You may have it, but I must then receive the birthright from you. You must sell that to me." "Yes, but surely Esau did not do that. Sell that great blessing, the promises of God? Sell the blessings of God for a little lentil soup? Surely Esau would never do that, would he?" "Yes, children, do not startle. Esau did do it. He said, 'If I don't get any food, I shall die, and then I will have nothing on it.' That was not true. Esau would not die immediately, and he could cut himself some bread, but he did not care to do that. He wanted this dish of lentil soup, for he liked it so much, and he answered, 'Good, I will sell you my birthright. You may have the greatest blessing. Feed me that food quickly.' That was not nice of Jacob. He should have given this food to Esau instead of selling it. Was Jacob satisfied? Why, no, for he thought, later Esau may be sorry about it. Therefore he said, 'That will be fine, but you must promise it with an oath and swear that you will give me the birthright.' Then Esau answered, 'I will swear. I will give it with an oath.'" Do you know what that means? It was as though Esau said, "The Lord hears and sees it. If I do not give you my birthright, then the Lord is allowed to punish me." Oh, Esau, Esau, how terrible! You would sooner have that dish of food than the Lord's blessing. Horrible, isn't it? Jacob was satisfied. He cut some bread and gave it to Esau along with the dish of lentil soup. Esau ate all of it. He was so hungry, and it was so delicious. Jacob stood by and thought, "That is great. Now I have the birthright." But why was Jacob so anxious to have the birthright? Well, children, Jacob could not live without the Lord, and neither could he live without the blessing of the Lord. Jacob had need of the Lord. That was good. But that Jacob bought it from Esau for a little lentil soup was not good. That was only looking out for himself. Jacob should have waited until the Lord gave the blessing to him. But Jacob did not do that. When Esau was finished eating, he arose and went outside. He was no longer tired nor hungry. "Yes, Esau, that is true. But you have lost your birthright. You have lost the blessing of the Lord. You have despised those things." But Esau did not think about these things at this time.